hearing is conditional use number 2471 Epworth United Methodist Church.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to allow for an on-premises electronic message center sign to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 8.19 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Holland Glade Road, which is Sussex County Route 271, approximately 950 feet northeast of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1. The 911 address is 19285 Holland Glade Road, Rehoboth Beach, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 325.47. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application?
I'm green. Good evening, gentlemen. And lady, she left. My name's Lynn Rogers from Rogers Sign Company Incorporated, 110 Lavinia Street, Melton, Delaware. Now I'm representing Epworth Church from 19285 Holland Glade Road. Kind of a simple application because of the ordinance as it's written that you can't have an electronic message center on AR land. However, churches of faith, they have pretty much the same activity as commercial does with their weddings and funerals and fundraisers and activity halls and that sort of thing. So in this case, the sign already exists, as Jamie can, Mr. Whitehouse can say, show you as we go along. Epworth Church is proposing to replace a current wooden sign with a full-color electronic message center in smaller dimensions than the existing sign. The electronic sign's capable of displaying computer-generated images and text in various messages from the Epworth to the community in compliance with the Sussex County sign ordinance as it's written to govern electronic message centers. The next slide just shows a site plan of the property, which is very large in acreage, and the sign is out by the road that would should be say the next exhibit. And basically what we're planning to do is the structure will not be changed at all. It's just that the wooden sign will be removed. That now is presently 48 inches by 96, and the new sign will be 48 by 672, double-sided. And the name of the church will be on the header panel above, just in non-illuminated letters. That's pretty much the presentation. If you can see the pictures of what we're going to do. Or proposing to do, with your permission. Here we go. There we go. This here, that there, if you back up one, that shows the, you're going to back up one more. There we go. That shows the existing sign on your right and left there, an angle view of the existing sign. The center part there with all the verbiage and information on it will be removed and disposed of. And the, as he goes along, the next slide will show the type of information that the Epworth Church would like to put out to the community, whether it's, you know, a funeral or a wedding or a community event, which they do have a lot of activity that takes place here. The next one shows the way the content can be presented. And the next one, and, you know, community stuff with churches and flu shots and that sort of thing. And it just shows that the way that the messages can be created from the church or from our office, and the as required by Sussex County. This is a shows what the new sign would look like. Black left and right where the black is shows that it's shrunk in size from what it was. The sign is as required by the county, has a light sensor meter on it that keeps the ambient light down to the nits of light. This sign will probably only light about 35% of 100. They don't look good, and it's not good for the electronics if you have it turned up to 100%. It's down about 35-40%. We control that to the office. That's the only thing clients do not have control over, because we do not want to go against the county ordinance, because the inspectors, when the ordinance was written and passed, carry light meters. So you don't want it to be a distraction. You don't want it to be too bright at night. And we kind of give a little course on how to be a good neighbor, so you don't put a white background at night with red letters. You know, you tone it down. And these signs also are designed so during the day, if the sun was to shine in his face, it could brighten up. At nighttime, it dims down. And some people turn it right down to like a 5% at nighttime. You can still see the image, but it's just, it's there but not there. So that's entirely up to the client. But that shows the proposed sign and the non-lit letters above it.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
I have no questions.
Okay.
Mr. No Butler? Questions.
Okay. Mayor?
I believe Mr. Rogers covered everything.
Okay. Counselor? Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Anyone? All right, Mr. Rogers, we thank you. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2471 Epworth United Methodist Church?
Green light. I pay attention. I'm Linda Kaufman. I chair our governing board at Epworth United Methodist Church. Obviously, speaking in favor of it. It's a sign that will help us get our information out to the public in a more timely fashion than our static sign that we have currently.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2471? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay. All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if you make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.